一个很特别的日子。
Today is a very special day.
这一短短的时间里面跟大家有一些分享见证，在复健节里面给大家一些祝福。
On Father's Day, I'd like to share with you a short testimony, and hopefully it will bring blessings to many.
刚才英英姊妹突然问到，就说做父亲20年以上的，请举手，请站起来。
英英 asked, so who have been father for more than 20 years?
我还犹豫了一下。
I actually hesitated, but actually I've been father for more than 20 years.
我这个做父亲超过20年的，我都不知道自己做父亲走过20年以上了。
I didn't even realize it today.
后来我的女儿提醒我说，爸爸你我没有那么，我不讲她年龄了。
Then my daughter reminded me, I won't tell you how old she is.
Yeah, 那个真的是，我也是第一次做父亲。 在我生大女儿的时候
When I had my daughter, I was father for the first time.
我也不会做父亲。
I didn't know how to be a father.
但是慢慢的在神家里面我学会了做父亲。
Then in God's house, I learned how to be a father.
我相信今天很多在座的弟兄还有做父亲的，今天我有些跟大家见证跟分享跟鼓励。
So today I'd like to share my testimony to encourage brothers who are fathers.
我回想在20年前第一次当父亲的时候,
as I remember, I was a father for the first time more than 20 years ago.
当然那时候我是基督徒了。
At that time, I was already a Christian.
但是我对神的话语不是这样的清楚。
But I did not know about God's words.
但是我抓到一个要点。
But I held on to a key point.
一个不妥协的态度。
An uncompromising attitude.
我教导这个孩子要在主的话语里面认真。
I taught my kids to be serious about God's words.
这是一个生命线的属灵的生命线。
This is a lifeline, a spiritual lifeline.
如果说你掉了这条线的话，属灵的生命线的话，你落到世界里面就非常的悲惨。
If you go astray from it, then you're gonna fall into the world, and then it will be miserable.
当然感谢我的姊妹在一直旁边的鼓励我。
And I really thank my wife for encouraging me all the way.
让我在带这个孩子当中，虽然有跌跌撞撞的，但是我还是让那孩子在成长过程当中，我没有放弃教导他。
Even though the journey of raising children was kind of bumpy, but we never gave up teaching our kids.
早上我带他读经祷告。
So in the mornings, I would lead them to read the Bible and pray.
还送他到学校去。
And before we send them to school.
但是那个时候我没有很 serious。
At that time, I was not that serious.
虽然只剩下一个责任的样子。
I was only doing it out of duty.
两个师傅都懵懵懂懂的。
And then it seems like we didn't really know what we were doing.
但是神的话语在我们当中做了奇妙的事情。
But then God's words achieved its wonderful work in our midst.
这个孩子虽然在高中时间有些变化。
Even though my child went through some troubled time during high school years.
但是神的话语，这神的这条属灵的生命线一直抓着这个孩子。
But yeah, this spiritual lifeline kept on holding on to her.
这孩子也在众人面前做了很多的见证。
And then this child has given many testimonies to others.
如今他已经今年是大学毕业了。
This year she is graduating from college.
感谢主，神一直的带领了她。
I thank the Lord for leading her all the way.
她没有离开这条属灵的生命线。
She has not departed from this spiritual lifeline.
第二个孩子出来之后，我知道怎么比较会带孩子了。
When I had my second child, I knew a little bit more how to.
也比较 serious
了。So I was more serious.
所以现在我如像以往的早上起来，我还是带他读经祷告。
As usual in the morning, I will lead him to pray and read the Bible.
我只能说这孩子很特别。
And I have to say this child is very special.
他主日的时候喜欢跟大人在一起读那个听听听于牧师的祷告，对对对，都虚心信息跟祷告。
On Sundays he likes to sit with us to listen to Pastor Yu's message.
他也没有很厌烦。
And he was never tired or bored.
有时候偶尔打打瞌睡。
Sometimes I even dozed off.
但他还是继续在听。
But he continued to listen.
甚至他参加 CPC 的保罗行踪的课程全部参加完。
He even attended CPC's Paul's class.
我很感谢主。
Class on Paul. So I really thank God for it.
不是我自己能做什么。
This is not something I have done.
因为我从小就把他带到主的面前。
Because since he was young, I led him before the Lord.
让这个孩子从小跟主有直接的关系。
So that since childhood, this child has a direct relationship with
God. 然后我现在仍然向神祷告。
Now I still pray for him.
让这个孩子能够主动就说爸爸我要信主我要受洗归入主的名下。
But I'm waiting for the day that he was asked me to get baptized.
所以我跟我的妻子在为他在祷告。
So this is something my wife and I are praying.
但今天的时间不多。
Today my time is short.
我只能分享我一点点在这个属灵上面的学习。
I only can share with you a little bit what I have learned.
千万不要把孩子放到边边去不管他。
Do not put your aside your child and neglect them.
你今天不管他的话，你不用神的话语教导他的话。
If you neglect them and not teach them with
God's words. 你今天不把他成为他属灵的父亲的话。
If you do not become their spiritual father today.
今天世界的父亲会用世界的方法去教导他。
And the king of the world will teach them God worldly way.
当他已经变了样的时候
then after they have changed,
你再叫他回来他 不理你了
then it would be hard for them to turn back.
所以在这边鼓励已经成为父亲的即将成为父亲的有弟兄跟大家有些勉励
So today I'd like to encourage all fathers and fathers to be
重建倒塌的城墙
To rebuild the fallen city walls
建立家庭祭坛
And to build up your family altars
相信你这位置站立足的话
If you hold on to this role that God gives you,
神的祝福会上天下流赐给你们这一家。
And God's blessing will be poured out into your family.
做一个大丈夫。
Be a man.
这个大丈夫不是用拳头出来的大丈夫。
This man.
这个不是用拳头出来的大丈夫。
This man, this leadership is not won by man power.
用你的属灵权力。
Physical power.
用你的属灵权柄。
But through spiritual authority.
教导你的孩子们
Teach your children.
我也希望在座的姊妹们做妻子的
And I hope all the wives here
鼓励你的弟兄
To encourage your husband
让他成为属灵的头
That they will become the spiritual leaders
神是我们一家之主
That God is the head of the household
但是你的弟兄是你一家属灵之头
But then your husband will be the spiritual leader in your house
不管你多属灵
No matter how spiritual you are
把你的弟兄抬出来在属灵的头
But lift up your brothers
愿一切荣耀归给我们的父神
So that all the glory may be given to God the Father
谢谢大家
Thank you
今天地上的人都在过爸爸节
So this, today, the whole world is celebrating Father's Day
我们每一个聚会永远是以神为中心我们不是在庆祝爸爸节来讲道
So today we're not sharing, we're not preaching to celebrate Father's Day. All our meetings are God-centered.
但是我们却愿意借着今天这个特殊的机会我们来思想这个很重要的题目。
But yet we like to use today's opportunity to meditate on this important message.
对我来说我生日的时候那天脾气最好。
For me, my temper is the best on my birthday.
而且我最想变得更好。
And then, I want to become even better.
所以爸爸节呢，帮助我们一起来想一想这个题目，为父的心肠跟挑战，可能对我们比较容易听进去。
So on Father's Day, it's probably easier for us to think and ponder about the message of being a father.
而且圣经上讲到这个的时候，不是只是讲到真正肉身上的爸爸，特别讲到属灵上的哈，为父的心。
When the scripture talks about father, it does not only refer to the natural father, but also spiritual father being a with a father's heart.
所以姊妹们也可以当为父的哈。
So even sisters can have a father's heart.
我们所有爱主的会扶持别人、帮助别人呢，都是一个从某个角度来说都是当父亲的。
So to some degree, all those who can encourage and care for others are like a father.
我刚刚听姊妹们的见证，国豪的见证，我都非常感动。
I was very moved by a sister sharing and also brother Robert's sharing.
借着他们的祷告，祷告，祷告，看见弟兄改变。
Through their prayers, they see their husbands change.
国豪借着生孩子，他越来越会当爸爸。
And Robin, through having more children, he becomes a better father.
所以我希望他们再接再厉，我想到了第四、第五个，可能会是 perfect 爸爸了。
I'm sure he will become a perfect father once he has four or five children.
当我祷告会听见他说，他每天早上花将半个小时跟孩子们一起读经。从开始小的时候我就知道他这么做，对 Joshua 也是这样子，我非常感动。
I was very moved to hear him saying that every morning he spent about half an hour reading the scripture and praying with his children.
我想我们种的是什么，收的就是什么。
We reap what we sow.
我们现在正在收的常常是我们种的。
And usually we sow what we reaped before.
所以永远不会太晚，我希望我们在座所有当爸的或是将来要当爸爸的，我们都要在主的面前不放弃。
So it's never too late. I hope all of us fathers and fathers to be will never give up.
我记得我几年前曾经跟你们讲过一个故事，一个非常有成就的企业家。
I remember sharing with you a story about a very famous entrepreneur.
他的企业做得非常的好，可是他的家庭到了破裂的边缘。
He has very successful business, but then his family was about to break on the verge of being broken.
不光他跟他太太的关系不好，他跟三个孩子的关系都不好。
Not only he had very bad relationship with his wife, he had bad relationship with all of his three children.
就在他最痛苦最沮丧的时候，他去看了一个心理医生，他鼓励他去参加一个一种家庭营哈，这种退休会之类的。
While he was most depressed, he went to see a psychiatrist who encouraged him to go attend a family camp.
在那个 camp 里面呢，他就发现他自己里面最大的问题在哪里。
And at the camp, he realized his biggest problem.
因为他从小他的爸爸对他非常非常的不好，常常就责备他，然后拿他跟别人比。
Because since his childhood, his father treated him badly. He always compared him with other children.
骂他没有出息。
And then he was always very critical.
所以他后来里面就有一个很大的很大的一个立志，就是说我一定要在事业上有成就，做给你们看。
So out of his bitterness, he resolved to be successful to prove himself to his father.
然后他事业上真的非常有成就，他一天工作十八个小时的。
And yes, after working 18 hours daily, he became very successful.
然后他就愿意把他所有赚的钱，很好的东西都给他太太，给他孩子。
And then he offered the best materials to his wife and children.
他希望他能够做到他爸爸当初没做到的地方。
He wanted to do what his father was not able to afford.
可是他却发现了一件很重要的事情，就是他忽略了跟他们中间爱的关系。
But he realized he neglected the loving relationship with them.
他出发点是爱。
Yes, his motivation was out of love.
他殷勤辛苦里面也都觉得是为了家。
He worked diligently for his family.
但是他却忽略了一件很重要的事情，就是花时间，花 quality time 跟他的太太，跟他的孩子。
But yet he neglected the most important thing to spend quality time with his wife and children.
所以到了最后一天晚上那个特会的时候，他起来做见证。
So on the last day of the family camp, he stood up and gave a testimony.
大家听了都非常的感动。他说我回去以后一定要花时间好好跟他们在一起。
Everyone was very moved because he says, after I go home, I'm going to spend quality time with them.
第二天早上是聚会要结束的时候。
So the second morning was the end of the camp.
突然他的太太带着两个孩子来营会找他。
All of a sudden, his wife and brought children to look for him at the camp.
所以他就跑出去跟他们谈。
So he went out to meet them.
然后众人在聚会厅里面就听见他在外面大声的哭。
And then people in the meeting was able to hear him burst out in crying.
后来他回来要了几分钟最后的讲话。
So after he came back, he asked for a few minutes to share with the.
他说我昨天晚上才跟你们做了见证，说我从今回去我要好好好好的花时间跟我的妻子跟我的孩子在一起。
He says last night I just shared with you my resolution to spend quality time with my family.
但是我的太太跟两个孩子来告诉我，我的老幺老三，他心情不好，在欧洲旅游的时候出车祸死掉了。
But then my wife and kids just came to tell me that my third child got killed in a car accident because he was in bad mood while traveling in Europe.
他就劝在座所有当爸爸的不要再浪费时间，回家要赶快抓住机会，不要光有心愿，要采取行动了。
So he urged all the fathers to please take actions. Don't just have the will, but take action.
我觉得今天要讲这个题目，我想真的不容易哈，因为国豪说他越做越会当爸爸，我是越做爸爸越觉得自己不会做爸爸。
It was not easy for me to share this message with you. Unlike brother Robin, who knows how to be a father more and more, but The more the older I get, the more I realize that I don't know how to be a father.
你们不要不会听好，不是我孩子不好啊，我孩子很好。
please do not misunderstand. I'm not saying that my kids are not good. They're very good children.
我只是觉得我如果可以，我希望我能够成为一个更好的爸爸。
I just wish that I can be a better father if possible.
有一个大家也很熟的，我不提他名字了，一个神很重用的仆人。他说他结婚前他有三套教养孩子的理论。
A very famous servant of God says that he has three theories how to raise children before he got married.
从他结婚以后，他有了三个孩子以后，他一个这个教养孩子的理论都没有了。
And then after he got married and had three children, he had no theory about how to raise.
因为每一个孩子都很特别。
Because every child is unique.
他不是用公式来带领他的。
And you cannot raise them up according to a formula.
他实在需要有很多的祷告，很多神的恩典跟智慧，让我们知道怎么样带自己的孩子。
We need a lot of prayers and wisdoms and grace to raise up our children.
尤其现代的孩子真的很不好带哈。
Especially modern day children are not easy.
以前一个小孩子跟他爸爸挑战，他说：“爸爸，你们真的觉得做爸爸的比孩子们厉害聪明吗？”
Once a child challenged his father, says, "Do you really think fathers are smarter than the kids?"
他爸爸毫不犹豫就说：“当然喽。”
And then the father, without any hesitation, says, "Of course."
他孩子就考他爸爸，他说：“那电灯泡是谁发明的？”
So the kid quiz the father. So who invented the light bulb?
他爸爸说：“爱迪生啊。”
Of course, Edison.
他说：“为什么不是爱迪生的爸爸发明呢？”
And then and the kid says, "Why not his father? Why not Edison's father?"
搞不过他。
You can't outsmart them.
一方面他们现在反应很快，很聪明啊。
Yes, they're so witty and then have quick reactions.
一方面这个时代真的是，这个世代真的是变得很险恶了哈。
And also, the age has become so wicked.
这个 James Dobson 的 Focus on the Family, 他们曾经做过一个统计。
James Dobson's ministry Focus on the Family once had a survey.
他说平均一个爸爸给孩子的 quality time, 那个最优良品质的时间，每一天平均只有多少，你们知道吗？
Do you know how long is an average father spend quality time with their children?
不是说只是在一起，是 quality time, 真的是属于他，而且是为了他。
We're not talking about just hang out together or being together, but quality time.
你们猜猜看。
Guess how long per day?
威廉多少？2 minutes. 还有呢？多少？20分钟。谁讲的？卢莎。37秒。
37 seconds.
你知道一个多月前报纸上讲说，美国现在的青少年一天一个礼拜平均花多少小时在电视、电脑、电玩、电影、电话这些触电的事情上。
And do you know how long each teenager spent with computers, cell phones, electronic devices?
多少？57个小时。
57 hours per week.
57个小时，一个礼拜。
57 hours per week.
好，你37 seconds times 7是多少？
So what is 37 seconds times 7？
259是吧？好，那所以大概4分钟嘛哈。你4分多钟对57个小时，你说我们今天的孩子会变成什么样？做父亲的人怎么会不紧张呢？
4 minutes versus 57 hours. So what, how can our children turn out to be?
所以刚才讲的时候，我就想起有一次我坐飞机的时候，飞机上这个 AA 杂志上面有一句话。
Brother Robin's sharing reminded me about the magazine I saw on the airplane.
他说做生意的哈，就是 customer 的那个 rule number one 第一条最重要的这个原则。
Number one business rule for customers.
他说 if you don't take care your customer well, somebody else will do. 就是如果你不照顾好你的顾客的话，别人会帮你照顾他。
Yeah, if you don't take care of your customers, others will.
所以今天一样的原则用在我们的家庭里面，就是如果我们不花时间在我们自己最爱的骨肉之亲的话， somebody else will do.
So the same principle applies to people we love. If we do not spend quality time with them, somebody else will.
五分钟对五十七个小时每个礼拜。
Each week, 5 minutes versus 57 hours.
你说我们的孩子会变成世界的形状，还是变成一个属灵儿女的形状？
So do you think our children will become spiritual or worldly?
所以我觉得这是一个很大的挑战。
So this is a great challenge for us.
那绝对不是靠爸爸一个人可以做得到的。
It cannot be faced by fathers alone.
所以神造了配偶帮助他。
Therefore, God created helpers to help them.
好，所以每一个家一定需要姊妹们跟弟兄们的配合，为了孩子属灵的好处。
So for the children's spiritual benefit, each family needs the wives to work with the husband.
那帮助不是要取代。
And then to help is not to replace.
家里面真的绝对需要做妈的出来帮助，让这个家能够向着神去。
In each family needs moms to help the family to go toward God.
但是绝对没有要叫他取代的弟兄该有的责任跟角色。
But it's never meant.That the wives will replace the role of a father.
所以 James Dobson 曾经讲过一句话。
So James Dobson once said.
他说西方世界现在来到了一个非常非常重要的路口上。
So the Western world is coming to a crossroad right now.
到底我们能不能 survive, 能不能生存得下去？
It really depends on whatever the actions we take determines how we can survive.
他说就在乎 那上百万的家庭里面到底男性有没有恢复他的 leadership, 有没有恢复他领导的这个地位。
So it's all up to the males in millions of households if they can take up the roles that have been lost.
他认为今天要能够 preserve family, 要能够保存家庭这个制度的话，他的关键在于做 husband, 做 father 的。
So the key to preserve the family institution is up to the fathers.
所以我是觉得今天这个题目其实讲起来是一件很不容易的事，但是这是的确是这个时代很严重的问题。
So this is not an easy message to deliver, but this is a serious problem of this age.
我不是心里面不服气女生，你们千万不要误会哈。
Please do not think that I do not respect women.
我大概记得不错的话，两三年前 Newsweek 有那么大篇的一篇文章，讲到美国有史以来第一次大学生里面女生超过男生了。
I remember reading an article about 2-3 years ago on Newsweek that for the first time,more women enter into college than men.
当然他那篇文章里面也提到别的了哈，这个连续两届的这个国务卿都是女的，然后女生出来竞选总统，早晚有一天会有女总统。那个我不是那么在乎，我是在乎的是，到底今天男人弟兄们，或是下一代的男孩子，到底我们对角色责任，我们清不清楚？
The article also mentioned about more women are into politics now.Which I do not, that doesn't concern me as much. What I care about the most is whether the next generation males will be able to withstand and take up the responsibility that God gives them.
你看看现在在学校里面负主要责任的啊，或是成绩表现比较优秀的，绝对是女生超过男生了。
Nowadays at schools, girls do much better.Than boys.
你很少看到一个女孩子一个礼拜几十个小时在电玩上，可是男孩子是非常普遍的事情。
It's rare to see girls spend hours on computer games, but it's very common for boys.
这是一件很严重的事情，因为不光他的这个整个的心智成熟发展，他人际关系，他各方面都跟电发生关系。
This is a very serious matter because all the interpersonal relationships and the maturity are so closely tied with these electronics devices.
所以女孩子比较有 close friend, 有很亲密的朋友，但是男人没有。
So it's much easier for girls to have close friends, but it's hard for boys to.
当他碰到困难、碰到挣扎、碰到试探的时候，他不会想到去找朋友的帮助。
So when male boys encounter trials and difficulties, it's hard for them to seek help from others.
女孩子很可以找同伴去倾心吐意，他们可以一起勉励，一起祷告。
And it's much easier for women and for girls to find their close friends to encourage each other and to pray together.
所以这个情形如果一直往下发展的话，它会越来越远的。
If the situation continue to develop, they're gonna depart.Father and father away.
而这个东西不仅仅表现在学术界，表现在商业界，表现在政治界，而且是很明显的是表现在家庭里面。
And this phenomenon is visible now not only in in business, in academics, in politics, it's also happening at home.
我相信现在越来越多的家庭里面，最后拍板决定的是姊妹啊。
I'm sure more and more of family nowadays that women have the final say and the decision making power.
因为弟兄们不是说这个斗争失败了失掉权了，而是我们不够负责任了哈。
It's not because the men fought and lost the battle and lost the power, but they withdraw from their responsibility.
所以今天我自己从一个比较失败的这个弟兄或是父亲的角度，我也在这里提醒，也在这里提醒我自己，我们怎么样子能够回到圣经上来。
So being one of the men, then I'd like to encourage everyone to see how we can restore.From the biblical point of view.
我在说不是为了要去争回家里面的决定权，而是我们应该站在圣经上神要男人站该站的地位和角色上。
I'm not saying that we should fight back to regain the decision making power, but how to stand on the position and take up the role that God gives us.
我们读两三处圣经，然后我们就一起专心讲。好，我们先来看我们今天这个主题，对不起，我们先看马拉基书第四章第五节到第六节。
Let's read some scriptures. First of all, let's turn to Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
马拉基书第四章第五节到第六节，我们一起来读。
Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 to 6. Let's read together.
看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。好，我们接着请读帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
11节到12节。
Verses 11 and 12.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。好，我们请读以弗所书第六章第一节到第四节。
Well, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。好，我们圣经就读到这。
So this concludes our scripture reading.
刚才我们读的第一处的圣经是整本旧约圣经的最后一卷书，最后一章，最后一句话。
So Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 to 6 is the last words of the last book of the Old Testament.
我不晓得大家有没有想过，为什么整个旧约这么厚的旧约结束在这句话上
？Have you ever wondered why the entire volume of Old Testament concludes on this verse?
这句话一方面是一个很宝贝的应许，一方面又是一个很严肃的警戒。
So this statement is on one hand is a very precious promise, and on the other hand a very serious warning.
而且它不光是因为在旧约最后一句话它很重要。
Not only that is because it's the last words of the Old Testament is important.
接下来有四百年黑暗时期，神没有在说话的。
And afterwards, for 400 years, the Lord did not speak. It was called the dark.
而马拉基在结束的时候，又不仅仅这是最后一句话，他特别用了一个强调的话，说看哪。
Not only that, this is the last statement, but Malachi specifically emphasized, said, "Behold."
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话真的非常非常重要，我们不能轻忽它的重要性。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this statement is very important that is not neglected.
当然，他一方面讲到将来基督弥赛亚来的时候，有开路先锋在这里为他开路。
Yes, it promises that there will be a pioneer, a forerunner for Messiah.
但是在这里特别说到那个耶和华大而可畏的日子来以前，他要做一件重要的事情。
It says the Lord will do something very great and serious before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
他说叫父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
That he will turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
你们不觉得这件事情就是我刚才讲的前面讲的这么多里面一个很重要的问题吗
？So don't you think this is the solution? To all the problems that I mentioned earlier.
到底今天父亲的心在不在儿女的身上
呢？ So today are the hearts of the father on their children.
到底儿女们的心有没有向着父亲呢？
And are the hearts of the children toward their fathers?
所以这个责任不光只是父亲的，也是儿女的。
So this responsibility does not only lie on the fathers, but also on the children.
两方面都要转的啊。
So both sides need to turn.
而你就发现神这么重视这件事情。
And the Lord really cared about this matter.
不仅仅旧约结束的时候结束在这个应许，他要叫父亲转向儿女，儿女转向父亲。
Not only the Old Testament ends on this promise that the hearts of the father will be turned to their children and the hearts of the children to their father.
这也是一个警告，如果不做这件事，他说我的咒诅临到遍地。
But there's also a serious warning. If this is not happening,I will come and strike the earth with a curse.
所以就这应许来说，对我们是个鼓励，因为神喜欢我们这样子啊。
Yes, with respect to the promise, it's just encouragement.
所以当我们做的时候，神愿意祝福我们，愿意帮助我们。
Because when we follow, God's willing to help us, to bless us.
就这警告来说，这是很严肃的。当我们不肯做的时候，你就发现你的家好像受到咒诅一样。
But yet, this is also a warning. If we are not willing,Our family will seem to be under a curse.
神是一个充满爱的神。
God is a God of love.
而爱很重要的一个因素就是关系。
One of the important elements of love is relationship.
因为你如果没有关系的话，光有爱有什么用？
Without relationship, what good is love?
哦，神这么大的智慧和能力创造了宇宙。这么浩瀚的宇宙
With the great wisdom and power, God created this immense universe.
他为什么要造人？
Why did God create man?
有这本神为什么要造我们？
Why did God create us?
而且他不光只是造我们，他说他生我们，要叫我们成为他的儿女。
Not only that, He created us, He begotten us, so that we become His children.
他叫我们成为他爱的对象。
So that we become objects of His love.
他要跟我们建立爱的关系。
And He wants to establish a loving relationship with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的心。
And this is God's heart.
所以他也造了家庭。
Therefore, He created families.
有夫妻之间的爱，预表了基督和教会。
There's a love between husband and wife, which typifies the love.Between Christ and church.
有父母跟儿女的预表神跟我们。
And there's a love between parents and children, which typifies God's love for his children.
有弟兄姊妹的关系，兄弟姐妹的关系预表弟兄姐妹。
And there are relationships between brothers and sisters.
哦，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一切都是爱爱爱，一切都是生命生命生命。
And all these relationships are representative of love and life.
所以我们千万不要只是从外面的一个要求、责任或是失望来看这件事情。
So please do not regard this matter with disappointments or a sense of duty only.
父亲要转向儿女，儿女要转向父亲。
Fathers turn to your children, children to your parents.
让我们不仅仅可以面对面，真正有在一起的时间 ，being together， 面对面。
Not only that, we get to live together, being together face to face.
而且我们可以心对心，是可以谈内心的事情。
That we can talk heart to heart.
弟兄姊妹，今天太多的家庭出问题，就是因为父亲跟孩子之间的关系这个东西不在。
Nowadays, so many families have problems because that kind of intimate relationship between father and children are lost.
曾有人在德州监狱里面对这个死刑犯做过统计啊。
Once someone took a survey of prisoners who are sentenced to death, and then they took a survey.
这些死刑犯里面百分之九十几都是男人。
And more than 90% of these prisoners are men.
然后百分之百这些死刑犯。都说他跟他的爸爸之间的关系非常恶劣。
And about 100% of them says they have very bad relationship with their fathers.
所以爸爸的关系非常非常重要。
So relationship with fathers very important.
我最近看到一个统计资料，我这里面也蛮惊讶的，因为美国现在有很多的 broken family 那种破裂的家。
Recently I read a statistics which startled me.Nowadays, there are many broken families in America.
很多小孩子从小长大没有爸爸的，是在一个没有爸爸的家庭长大的。
Many children grew up in a family without fathers.
他们做了一些统计，他说没有爸爸的家庭长大的孩子，比正常家庭长大的孩子，他们做了一些统计。
So they took a survey and the statistics show children who grew up without fathers and children who grew up with fathers.
那个家庭不正常的自杀率多五倍。
And then, children who grew up from dysfunctional families, they are 5 times more likely to commit suicide.
离家出走的比例多了32倍。
And then, they have 32 times more chance to run away from home.
这种有 behavior disorder 的这种行为不归的多了20倍。
And then 20 times more chance of getting a behavior disorder.
高中就退学会被开除的多了9倍。
And then 9 times more chance to drop out of high school.
吸毒的多了十倍。
And 10 times more chance to be.To take drugs.
进监狱进看守所进 少年感化院的多了9倍。
And 9 times more chance to be in prison.
反过来就是一个正常的家庭里面长大的孩子。
And then now for children who grow up in normal family.
他里面这个 motivation, 他想要学习 motivation of learning, 他的成绩他的行为各方面都好很多很多很多。
They have much better motivation to be good, to learn.
他的人际关系他的朋友他的各方面都比别人好很多。
And they have better interpersonal relationships with others.
然后他的幽默感他的快乐程度都比别人好很多。
And they have much better sense of humor and sense of happiness.
那还有一个对中国父母可能很在乎的就是他的 IQ 从六七岁开始就显明比别人高出很多。
And also since the age of 6 and 7 years old, they show a better IQ score.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹一个家非常重要。
So a family is so important.
我想我们数学都很懂得一个很简单的公式哈。
We all know a very simple mathematic formula.
A 如果等于 B 的话
，B
又等于 C 的话，那么 A 就等于 C， 对不对
？A equals B, B equals to C, then A equals to C。
都懂吗？哈。
We all know about this formula.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们希望 A 等于 C 的时候
，So if we wish A would be equal to C，
当我们希望我们的孩子跟神之间有一个很好的关系的时候
，If we hope and expect our children to have better relationship with God.
B 是一个很关键的因素。
So B is a critical element.
我们自己需要先跟神有一个对的关系。
First of all, we have to have a right relationship with God.
然后我们跟我们的孩子也要有一个对的健康的关系。
Then we have to have right and healthy relationship with our children.
这样子就很容易把神跟孩子的关系给建立起来。
Then it will be easier to create the link between children and God.
如果前面这两个 equal sign 出了问题的话
，If the two previous equal signs fail，
如果做父母的跟神之间根本没有近前的关系，不正常的关系
，If parents do not have a right relationship with God，
就算你跟孩子的关系很正常，你不容易把他带到神的面前。
Even if you have very good relationship with your children, it's hard for you to bring your children to God。
那同样的，如果你自己跟神的关系很好，可是跟孩子的关系却不好的话
，But if you have good relationship with God but not good relationship with your children，
或者不肯花时间在孩子的身上
，Or you are not willing to spend time with your children，
那你也很难把孩子带到神。
It will be hard for you to bring your children to God.
所以当我们希望 A 能够等于 C， 我们的孩子跟神之间有很好的关系。
So if we expect and hope that our children will have good relationship with God.
不光是父亲母亲一样，父母亲都面临一个很大的挑战，就是我们自己要跟神的关系好。
So this is a challenge to both fathers and mothers that we have to have right relationship with God.
然后我们也要跟孩子的关系好。
And we have to have right relationship with our
children. 因为这是非常直接的事情。
This is has a direct relationship.
所以从前我曾经讲过有一个人他是 alcoholic 非常 被酒瘾捆绑的一个人
I shared with your story before there's this alcoholics who's addicted to alcohol
他怎么戒酒怎么样弄他都没有办法
He tried all kinds of ways to quit but to no avail
直到有一天冰天雪地下雪的时候
Until one day it was a snowy a cold day
他从房子出来 要去院子外面拿个东西
He walked out the house to his yard
他在前面走的雪地一步一步往前去的时候
As he was walking step by step in snow
他突然听见他后面那个小小的孩子在后面跟着他讲他说爸爸他说爸爸他说我正在 follow 你的 step
And all of a sudden he heard his little child says Father I'm following your footsteps
因为那个雪很高好像他爸爸踏下去的时候就有一个脚印所以孩子就踏着他的脚印上走
Because the snow was high deep so his child just took the steps following his footsteps
就那么一句话啪把他的这个人 给弄醒了 wake up call
and that was his wake up call
他想到他的孩子正在 follow 他的脚步走
thinking that his child is following his footsteps
而这件事情让他醒过来
and this wake him up
亲爱的弟兄姊妹你千万不要认为说我只希望孩子跟我学好的哈
Please do not naively thinking that your child will only learn the good things from you.
爸爸不好的你们不要学。
And you can't tell them Don't learn the bad things from me.
你没有办法用一句话就叫他不学你坏的。
Do you think you can stop them just by saying that?
你不可能说 copy machine copy 过去的时候你说哎，我那个脸肿的地方你不要 copy， 好，其他地方 copy。
You run through a copy machine, you can't say, oh, don't copy the defects from me.
他就是照单全收的。
Because it's a whole package.
所以当我们在家里面怎么生活，怎么这样一个人的时候，其实孩子从小都看到。
So actually, our children know and see.What kind of person we are at home.
所以有人曾经说你在家里面怎么样发脾气怎么样子骂人虽然外面的朋友都听不到但是却世世代代传下去。
So that's why someone says, your tempers might not be heard outside of your home, but will be passed on in your family throughout the generations.
别人不知道你是那样子的人可是世世代代已经传下去了。
Others may not know what kind of person you are, but those traits will be passed on in your family.
所以我们知道我们站在一个非常关键的角色我们承先我们启后。
Therefore, we stand on this very critical position.That we receive inheritance and we pass them on.
所以底下保罗告诉我们，保罗是一个从来没当过爸爸的，但是却是爸爸的楷模。
So Paul tells us, Paul was never a natural father, but yet he is a role model for all fathers.
他没有当过爸爸，但他很懂得爸爸。
He did not have biological children, but he knows how to be a father.
他在这个照顾弟兄姊妹的时候，就说你们师父虽然有一万，但是为父的确实不多。
Caring for saints, he says that you have many thousands of instructors, but not many fathers.
为什么老师 instructor 跟做爸爸的会不同？不同在哪里
？So what's the difference between instructor and a father?
我们来考考当爸爸的哈，来宝哥。
Then、
你觉得当老师跟当爸爸有什么不一样
？What's the difference between being an instructor and a father？
责任跟义务不一样。
Responsibilities and obligations。
OK， 很好，谢谢。那杨俊呢？影响的时间不一样。
The period of impact.
这个奥林匹克的这些教练跟学生时间比爸爸妈多。
Olympic coach might spend more time with athletes than their parents.
Yeah. 谁？爸爸是老子还是老师？我听成爸爸是老子，不仅是老师。
Fathers are instructors, but instructors might not be fathers.
这是一个理想的爸爸哈。当爸爸很重要的关系是因为是生命的关系，是爱的关系啊。
One important thing about being a father is he has life relationship with his children.
我想他们的注意力不光只是在他的 performance 啊，因为老师常常就是在乎他的结果。
So instructors often pay attention to the performance.But fathers pay more attention to other areas.
父亲在乎的是这个人。
Because fathers care about this person as a whole.
在乎他跟神的关系，在乎他的性格，在乎他这个人整个人。
He cares about his relationship with God, his characters, and his whole being.
所以今天在教会里面，在网络上，我们可以找到很多很多很好的老师，你可以听到很多很好的信息。
Yesterday, you can find many good instructors online. You can listen to many good messages.
但是我们却希望神家有更多为父的心啊，这个弟兄和姊妹能够兴起来。
But yet, we need more fathers, brothers and sisters alike.At God's house.
这是爱啊。
This is love.
所以做父亲的不光是有关怀和养育啊，在爱中。
So for fathers, not only that in love they nurture and bring and edify.
他也是责任啊，刚才杨俊说的。
Which is also a duty, responsibility.
而且他本身也是一个以身作则，他要做榜样的。
And he has to be a role model himself.
那保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十一节，他就告诉我们当爸爸。
So Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11, he tells us all fathers.
他整个当爸爸的先要有一个很清楚的目的目标 goal.
All fathers should have first of all a very clear goal.
是什么？
What is it?
大家刚刚读过了，是要叫你们行事对得起找我们进他国得他荣耀的神，所以换句话说，整个教养的目的是要叫孩子们能够对得起神。
So the goal of fathers, the goal of fatherhood is that children will walk worthy of God.
请大家注意哈，不是光只是叫他在地上出人头地。
please pay attention. Our goal is not just to make them successful in this world.
那是地上的爸爸。
That is worldly fathers.
神家做爸爸的，我们带领孩子是要叫他行事对得起神。
But fathers at God's house, our goal will be so that our children will walk worthy of God.
他拿到诺贝尔奖却不肯信主，是无神论者。我跟你说，我们是个失败的爸爸。
If your child received Nobel Prize, and yet he becomes an atheist.That we have failed as a father.
因为我们没有把福音，没有把神的爱，没有把生命传给他。
Because we have not passed down the gospel, God's love to them.
他是世界上最有钱的人，却花天酒地的。我们是一个失败的父母。
If our children are the wealthiest in the world, and yet he squanders his wealth, and we failed as parents.
我们缺少了我们该做的事情。
Because we failed our responsibility.
这个我们最近大家都知道这个。百货公司几个有名的，有一个叫 JCPenney 啊，大家都知道。
We know that a very famous department store JCPenney。
他的父亲这个从小对这个孩子的影响太大，所以 JCPenney 后来见证里面很多提到他的父亲。
And his father, the founder's father, had great influence on him. So later on, he talked about his father a lot.
JCPenney 小的时候，年轻的时候，当孩子，他就在杂货店里面打工。
When JCPenney was young.He worked in stores.
他在一个杂货店里面打工的时候，他就知道他老板做的一件事情。
And then while he working in the store, he found out something his boss did.
所以那天回家在吃晚饭的时候，他就把他当作笑话一样跟他全家讲，说他的老板把那个品质很差的这个东西跟贵的东西混在一起，然后卖贵的价格。
So that kid later on went home and then shared during dinner time.What he found out about his boss mixed bad quality stuff with good quality stuff and jack up the price.
然后他就在那边讲他老板怎么样子做这些诡计，像插着水掺的奶啊，或者什么什么这样子做这些事。他在那里讲的时候
，So while he was sharing about the bad things his boss was doing, like cheating,
他爸爸一听了就停下他来。
And then his father stopped him.
他说：“你有没有想过，别人来跟他买这些东西，如果知道他是这样子掺这个？”混杂作假的话，别人会不会像你一样笑得这么快乐
？His father asked him if a customer came to buy the stuff and then found out that he was cheated. Do you think they will joke about it like what are you doing now？
他愣在那里。
And then he was speechless.
那个时候经济非常不好哈，那个找工作很难，所以大家都孩子都出去打工的。
At that time, America was going through a very bad economic times, so all the kids had to go out to work.
就跟现在年轻人毕业了业，他们讲得很悲哀，说像这个苍蝇在玻璃杯内，前途一片光明，却四处无路可走。
Just like what they say about new college grads nowadays, they are like flies within a glass, covered glass. Their future looks bright, but there's no way out.Get it?
所以他的爸爸他的爸爸却跟他讲，他说你明天就去跟老板辞掉工作。
So his father told JCPenney, tomorrow you go and quit your job.
他说你不需要为了这样子一个不正直的人做事情。
You do not have to work for a wicked person.
所以他从小受他爸爸很多这样子的影响。
So he was greatly influenced by his father.
所以在他自己的见证里面讲说，如果不是他爸爸那天盯人上这样骂他的话，他一辈子他都已经计划好将来要开杂货店的。
So in his testimony, he says that if his father did not rebuke him that day, he already planned out his future. He will own stores when he grew up.
因为他的计划就觉得我将来能够开一个杂货店就好了。
Because his goal was to have a store like the owner.
但他父亲却帮助他提升。你看他现在做这么大，而且神祝福他。
But his father helped him. He lifted him up.To have a greater value, so now he became more successful.
所以弟兄姊妹，重点是要叫我们行事对得起我们的神。
So the key is to walk worthy of God.
所以在这里就劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们。
Therefore, we exhort you, comfort you, and charge you.
目标是叫人对得起神，讨神喜悦。
The goal is that you will walk worthy of God.
方法在这里提到的劝勉。
And then the method is to exhort.
或是他这个劝勉有这个 urge 或是 inspire 的这种意思、就是鼓励他
to inspire, to encourage.
安慰就是当他失败挫折的时候能够安慰他
to comfort them when they are frustrated or fail.
那嘱咐他就讲到在教导上了
and to teach, to charge them.
所以弟兄姊妹我常常讲我说我们中国的父母常常只重养 比较缺乏育。
I often say that we Chinese parents, we only teach, but we don't nurture them.
我们给他不能重在养，就我们给他吃好的、穿好的、玩好的。
We raise them up, but we do not teach them.
哎呀，别人说这个 PS2 不够，要 PS3 啊，我们又过两天给他买 PS3。
So we keep upgrading their computer games.
好，我们也给他换手机，给他们做什么？我们很重在物质上来满足他们。
We care to satisfy them material.In material things.
那吃的更是这样，但是我们却 缺少了育。
And we provide them the best food, yet we lack in teaching them.
而这个育特别是讲到属灵的教育，让他们的心归向父。
Especially spiritual teaching, so that their hearts would be turned to the Father.
这个育是让他们行事为人能够对得起主。
So that they will walk worthy of God.
所以我想我时间快到了，我就用保罗最后一幅所说的教导做一个结束。
So lastly, I will conclude my message with a.Paul's teachings in Ephesians.
神的要求是父亲转向儿女，儿女转向父亲。
God's requirement is that fathers will be turned to their children and children to their fathers.
所以一个家庭好不好，不光夫妻关系很重要，两代的关系很重要。
So in a family, not only the relationship between husband and wife is important, but relationship with parents and children are also important.
夫妻关系要能够好，每一个人都负了很重要的责任啊，丈夫要像个丈夫，妻子要像个妻子。
For husband and wife to have good relationship, both parties have bear equal responsibility.
同样的，两代之间要好的话，父母亲要像父母，孩子要像孩子。
And then for a relationship between father and children to be good, both parties have to do their part.
保罗说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
And Paul says, children, you have to obey your parents in all things. This is well pleasing to the Lord.
而且哥罗西书第三章二十节说是要凡事听从父母。
In the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 20 says, obey your parents in all things.
哇，今天幼师一定会说，糟糕了，今天来参加 combine meeting 参加错了。
The youth might regret, hearing this might regret coming to this meeting.
This is not something from Uncle Yu, this is from Bible. 这不是我说的，这是圣经说的。不翻译了。
Okay, this is not what Uncle Yu. This is not from Uncle Yu, but from the Bible.
圣经上说要在凡事上听从父母，这是理所当然的。而且哥罗西书说这是神所喜悦的。
The Bible says in all things obey your parents, and this is well pleasing to the Lord.
不光是神理所当然的，而且是神喜悦的。
Not only that, this is right.But this is pleasing to the Lord.
不光要听从，要凡事上听从。
Not only obey your parents, but obey your parents in all things.
你就知道这很难。
So this is very difficult.
所以保罗说要在主里听从父母。
Since this is difficult, Paul says, obey them in the Lord.
所以要当个好孩子也不容易。
So it's not easy to be a good kid.
特别当荷尔蒙越来越多的时候。
Especially when the hormones have become so active.
特别你的同学都是这个样子的时候。
And then when your peers behave differently.
但是同样的，当爸爸妈妈要能够当个好爸妈很难，当孩子也很难，都需要在主里。
It's not easy for parents to be good parents. It's not easy either for children to be good children, so we have to do it in the Lord.
最重要要学习的就是学习要 trust and obey 我们的 parents.
So the most important thing is to trust and obey your parents.
这个 David 小的时候大概才 preschool 哈，大概才三岁多。有一天我们吃晚饭的时候
，When David was young, probably going to preschool. One day when we were having dinner,
吃到一半他突然对我讲，他说：“你不是我爸爸。”
And all of a sudden he says.You're not my dad.
我的饭差点喷出来了。
I almost threw up.
我说我不是你爸爸，谁是你爸爸
？I'm not your dad. Who's your dad?
他说神是我的爸爸。
God is my dad.
我说神是你的爸爸，我也是你的爸爸。
God is your dad. I'm your dad too.
他是你天上的爸爸，我是你地上的爸爸。
He's your father in heaven. I'm your father on earth.
不是我的孩子没学好，就是老师那天没教清楚。
Either my kid did not learn it right, or the teacher didn't explain it well.
当然天上的神是我的爸爸。
Yes, the heavenly God is my father.
但是他在地上给我们安排了爸爸。
But on earth he has also given us another
father. That's out of your choice. 那不是你能挑的，这是神预备的。
It's not out of your choice. It's ordained by God.
就是要教我们学习信而顺服。
So that we get to learn trust and obey.
我知道不容易，但是所有顺服的神说这是一定蒙福，而且再世长寿。
I know it is not easy, but yet God promised that It is well pleasing to the Lord and you will live long on earth.
光讲长寿对这些十几岁的人一点都不吸引他们。
I know longevity might not be appealing and attractive to you.
因为他们觉得日子用不完的。
Because they think they have endless days to live.
那我也希望 Felix 的离开对我们是一个 wake up call, 哈那个提醒一下。
Yes, I hope the passing of Felix will be a wake up call to all of us.
我们的日子不在我们手中的。
Our days are not in our hands.
啊好那就算你不在乎长寿你在乎神的祝福。
Okay, maybe you do not care about longevity, but how about blessing of God?
而且保罗特别强调，这是圣经上第一个带着应许的诫命。
Paul emphasized that this is the first commandment with a promise.
你就晓得神多在乎这件事情。
Now you can see how God cares.
啊，所以孩子们懂得孝顺父母，不仅仅安慰父母的心，而且得神喜悦和祝福。
So obedient children not only brings comfort to their parents, but also will be blessed by God.
所以请大家记得，不光理所当然，而且是神所喜悦的。
So please remember, this is not only right, but pleasing to the Lord.
而且一定是神所祝福的。
And it will be blessed by God.
同样的，做父母的
And also for parents.
圣经上也告诉我们，做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
The scripture tells us, do not...Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath.
我以前读这句话的时候，我都觉得保罗啊，你太不懂得了。明明是儿女惹我们气，怎么会我们惹儿女的气呢？
When I read this before, I thought, oh, Paul did not understand. Usually, it's the children who provoke the fathers to anger. But he's saying the other way.
在保罗的时代，做父亲的太有权柄了。
Because in Paul's time, fathers have too much authority.
他们说一就是一，说二就是二，从来没有 compromise.
Whatever they say will be done, there will be no compromise.
他们是非常严的啊。
And then the fathers were very strict at that time.
所以孩子们很容易失了士气。
So it's very easy for the children to become discouraged.
今天的世代不一样，你不要拿这节圣经对你爸爸讲说不要惹我生气啊。
But nowadays we live in a different time, so please do not use this verse to talk to your dad.
做爸爸的的确是不要去 provoke 他们，让他们愤怒。
Yes, fathers.We should try not to provoke our children to anger.
他是只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
我从小长大，我于伯伯是非常严格的人。
In my family, my father was very strict.
你们碰到的他已经是新人了。
Now, the man that you know is already a new creation.
从他50多岁发现自己长癌症退下来以后，他整个的性格大改变。
His character changed a lot when after he found out he had cancer in his 50s.
我们家六个男孩。
We have 6 boys in our family.
我们搬家搬到新家以后，我们邻居隔了1年多都不知道我们家有六个男孩。
After we moved to a new neighborhood, our neighbor did not realize that we have 6 boys after a year.
他说怎么可能六个男孩家里面没有吵闹声音
？How is it possible that with 6 boys there's no noise?
于伯伯下班前脚。踏进门，我哥哥他们全部躲起来。
Soon as my father came home from work, all my brothers will hide away.
我们家里面有一个 king， 大家都很怕他。
There's a king and everyone is afraid of him.
你不要说功课不做他骂你了，你一个学期一次，最恐怖的日子就是你要交成绩单给他看，他其他时间都不管。
The most dreadful day for us is to turn in our report cards. Other times he did not pay attention.
你吃了爆胆，你也不敢不乖的。
So even if you are the most courageous, the most brave boy,
他非常严格。
You dare not to offend him.
我这辈子只看他掉过2次眼泪。
All throughout my life, I only saw him shed tears twice.
第一次是我祖母去世的时候。
First time is when my grandma passed away.
我没有看过我的爷爷，我爷爷59岁跪在地上为人家祷告的时候，脑溢血当场被主接去了。
I never met my grandfather. My grandfather passed away.When he was 59 years old, while on his knees praying for others.
对，我生下来没看过我的爷爷。
So I never met my grandfather.
但是我奶奶在我9岁的时候去世的。
And my grandma passed away when I was 9 years old.
我爸爸不仅仅流泪，他那天是放声哭，我从来没看我爸爸哭过。
That day, my dad not only shed his tears, he burst out in crying, which I never seen before.
非常孝顺。
He was very obedient to his parents.
我第二次看见他流泪。
Second time I see him shed tears.
是他50多岁发现长癌症的时候。
It's after he was diagnosed having cancer in his 50s.
本来他的前途一片美好，有好几个大工厂、军工厂交给他管。
At that time he had a great future. He was in charge of many factories.
他发现癌症，他退下来，他一点都不怜惜那个工作，因为他很想服侍主。
And after he was diagnosed having cancer, he retired. He did not care about his worldly success. He just wanted to serve the Lord.
那时候我所有五个哥哥都不在家，都在外地。
At that time, all my five older brothers were outside of home.
家里面只有我一个人。
I was the only child at home.
你就晓得那个恐怖，我原来都是很怕他见到他的。
You can imagine my fear because I was afraid of seeing him.
当他从医院电疗结束以后回到家来。
After he having treatment from the hospital, came home.
他那天把我叫到房间去。
Then he called me to his room.
我坐在他旁边。
So I sat beside him.
他看着我。
He looked at me.
他跟我讲。
And talked to me.
当他长这个病的时候。
When he was sick with this.
当一方面他讲到他不敢让我妈妈知道，怕她担心。
He says he dare not to let my mom know lest she be worried.
一方面他那天他鼓励我。
And that day he encouraged me.
叫我要好好上进。
That I should strive.
然后他跟我讲
And he said to me,
他说你知道为什么我都对你们孩子这么严吗
Do you know why I've been so strict to you?
他说不是我不想花时间跟你们在一起
It's not that I do not want to spend time with you
他说但是我从小得到的家教就是严父慈母
But I was, since my childhood I was taughtThat the family should have a strict father and very kind mother.
我要教你们六个孩子心里面有一个人是你们怕的
So I want you to have someone in your heart that you are afraid of.
是我讲话的时候你们会听的
That when I speak, you will listen.
不然我怎么能够管得住你们六个孩子呢
Otherwise, how can I discipline all six of you?
他说其实我并不是不想跟你们在一起
Actually, it's not that I don't want to spend time with you.
他讲完眼泪掉下来
And after he said that, he shed his tears.
从那天开始我对我爸爸所有的误会都出去了
Since then, My fear for my father is all gone.
我也很希望在座的孩子们不要误会你的爸爸。
And I hope all children here will not misunderstand your father.
在这个时代要成为一个爸爸不容易，真的不容易。
It's not easy to be a good father in this age.
这个经济的压力已经是一个很重的担子啊。
The financial pressure is very high.
这个时代的艰难是我们一个更大的考验。
And the trials of this generation is another challenge.
因为你们真的受这个世界的影响太多太多太多。
Because we are under such great influence of the world.
我们怎么做父母的努力都比不上世界给你们的影响。
No matter how we try, our influence cannot match what the world is influencing.
没有多久你们都要当爸爸妈妈的。
Before long, you will be parents yourself.
我希望我们不要到那个时候才后悔，才能够体会父母的不容易。
I hope that.You will not regret at that time. And finally, you understand father's heart.
现在爸爸妈妈都还健健康康，我们好好珍惜在一起的时间。
While your parents are still healthy, cherish the time with them.
十八岁以后你们都走了，翅膀硬了，都飞了。
When you turn 18, you will move away and then you become strong.
希望所有剩下的日子都是值得纪念。
I hope all the days remaining will be memorable.
我们活得讨神喜悦，活得让全家人都怀念这一段日子。
That our lives will be pleasing to God and be memorable to our family.
我们一起有个祷告。
Let's have prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是我们最好的父亲。
You are our best father.
我们不懂得爱你，你却永远爱我们。
We don't know how to love you, yet you always love us.
我们常常偏离偏离正路，但是你却带领我们回来。
We often go astray, and you always lead us back.
为着我们在座的每一个家庭，我们都感谢你。
We thank you for all the families here.
主，虽然有许多的家庭正在经历人生最大的考验。
Some families are going through their greatest challenges in life.
很多的家庭，孩子们也正在青少年的时期。
And many families are going through adolescent problems.
主啊，你把够用的恩典赐给我们。
Lord, please give us sufficient grace.
让我们做父母的懂得怎么做父母。
So that parents will know how to be parents.
让我们做儿女的懂得怎么做儿女。
And children will know how to be children.
主啊，让你的心可以喜悦，让你的祝福可以临到你的儿女。
So that your heart will be pleased and your blessing will reach your children.
主啊，让你儿女的家庭跟世人不一样。
Lord, we pray that your children's family will be different from the world.
让我们都愿意更多花时间在一起。
That we're willing to spend more time together.
主啊，你祝福我们在座的年轻孩子们。
Lord, we pray that you will bless the young people here.
保守他们在这个艰难被虐的时代里面能够持守纯正。
Help them to keep their integrity in this difficult age.
他们的性格，他们和你的关系，他们的生命各方面，我们都求你来祝福。
We pray that you will bless their life, their character, and all other areas.
你越过我们做父母的亏欠、软弱和有限。
That you will surpass our limitations and our weaknesses.
主啊，帮我们照顾好他们。
Please take good care of our children.
也给我们智慧和恩典，知道怎么样照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
Please give us grace and wisdom so that we will know how to bring them up in teaching and admonition in the Lord.
我们也为着自己的父母感谢你。
And we also thank you for our own parents.
谢谢你把这样子的父母赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us such parents.
也让我们有一天我们的孩子也能够有同样的感谢。
And we hope that one day our children will have the same thankfulness.
能够为着我们成为他们的父母而感谢。
That they will thank youfor us being their parents.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.